I'm standing here on the side of the Sea of Galilee, looking straight across to the far country. In Luke 15, when Jesus told the account of the prodigal son, this boy left the Jewish side and went to a far country, a place where he ended up losing his fortune and feeding pigs. Directly across, if you see right over those trees in front of me, on the other side of the lake, down by the shore, you can see some dark trees there. I'm kind of focusing in. That is Kersey. That's the place of the pig farmers of Mark 5. That's also the far country. Most people think of the far country as far, far away. Actually, it was just the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And so when Jesus told this story, everyone understood that it was going across the Sea of Galilee to the Gentile, the pagan side, called the Decapolis. And so the events of Mark 5 with the demoniac of Gadara took place right over there by those distant shoreline trees, and also that's the far country of Luke 15. Up above that area is what is known as the Golan Heights today, but in the time of Christ that was Gilead, and you've probably heard of there is a balm in Gilead. Now directly across from me you can see a lamppost, and then directly across on the shore is a very significant church. I'll try and zero in on that. That church is the church at Hippus, like the Latin word for horse, Hippus. That was such an important church that in the time of the council at Chalcedon, there was a bishop from that church. Where that little mound is, there's just a ruin of an ancient city that was there. Their bishop, the pastor of the Christian church on that side of the Sea of Galilee from the 4th century, went to the great council that determined the Chalcedonian Creed. So that's just fascinating. But I'm up here on the Jewish side in a garden, looking at the far country right there, Kersey, Luke 15, Hippus from the Byzantine period, from the church established in the 4th century onward, all the way across to Gilead, and the beautiful scenery just reminds me of how lovely Galilee was, and it looks just the same. That's the thing about the Sea of Galilee. It looks just like it looked when Jesus was here. It's one of the few places that hasn't been marred by some holy hardware or shrines or a cathedral. The Sea of Galilee and those hills around it are just like they were. What a great time. It's a blessing to be here. Bye-bye now.